push play on local
and be part of what your customers are already listening to.
KLMJ.
Graduation season is here, and many parents are thinking about the perfect car for their soon-to-be grads. Hi, this is Marina Guerrero with First Bank Hampton. We make car buying easy with flexible auto loans and local decisions you can trust. Before you head out to the dealerships, stop in or call us to learn about our competitive rates and personalized financing options. Let us help you get your graduate on the road with confidence. Visit First Bank Hampton today. Congratulations to all our local graduates. Member FDIC.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
Today, we are joined by Franklin County Assessor Chris Assis, and we're going to be talking about today how property taxes work, so to say, what goes into assessed property values. You've heard that thing said as schools and cities wrap up budgets and what have you, or next fiscal year budgets, I should say, rather, and what residents should know about their tax bills. And Carissa, thanks a lot for joining us here to explain a very jumbled jigsaw puzzle, I guess.
Thanks for having me.
So, Chris, the first question here, I guess, first and foremost, with your role as Franklin County Assessor, explain that role in determining property taxes for residents in the county.
It's a common misconception that assessors are responsible for the amount of property taxes you pay. In reality, assessors do not collect taxes, calculate tax bills, or set tax rates. Our role in the system is to provide fair and equitable property assessments, which serve as the foundation of the taxation process by establishing the base valuation.
So what factors go into determining a property's assessed value?
That depends on the classification of your property. Assessors determine classification based on the property's primary or current use, such as human habitation, income production, or crop or livestock production. Once classified, agricultural land is assessed using a net earning capacity and productivity formula, which is then translated into a value per CSR 2-point. Residential and commercial properties, on the other hand, are assessed through statistical analysis of local market data. I review all sales within a given year, identify any non-usable transaction codes based on definitions provided to us by the Iowa Department of Revenue, and ensure that, by law, our assessments fall within 5% of that median ratio. The target is 100% of market value. 100% market value is defined as the estimated price of property that would sell on an open market as of January 1 of the assessment year under a willing buyer, willing seller, arm's length transaction. Industrial properties are handled in a similar manner to commercial properties. However, they are not subject to state equalization in the same way as other classifications.
So I did say this was way over my head, and there's a lot of reason why I said that. That was, hopefully the listener understood that. I'll have to go back and listen to that part. So then how often, though, are these properties reassessed? And is it every year? How often is that? And then kind of what triggers a change in the value of a property, I guess?
Every 2 years, in odd-numbered years, we conduct a countywide analysis driven by market factors to ensure our assessments remain in line with statutory requirements and to avoid state equalization. In addition, property assessments may be adjusted annually for several reasons, including physical changes to the property, such as new construction, additions, remodeling, or demolitions, a reclassification or change in the property's use, or corrections to property records to ensure accurate details, including size, condition, and features.
How common, then, is it for assessed values to rise while levy rates stay flat or even decrease? Because, for example, we were saying Hampton-Dumont schools, they said their levy rate has decreased over the last 4 or 5 fiscal years now. So I guess how common is that for assessed value to rise while those levy rates may stay the same or drop?
The relationship between assessed values and levy rates is generally inverse. If your assessment increases while the overall levy, which is the budget requested by your taxing authority, remains the same, the tax rate would decrease. A good example of this is in 2023, when agricultural land values increased by roughly 30% based on the productivity formula provided by the Iowa Department of Revenue. This increase was driven in large part by pandemic assistance program payments received in 2020 and 2021. Despite the significant increase in assessed values, many landowners actually saw a decrease decrease in their property taxes due to the state-issued rollback reduction of nearly 20% that year.
Again, we're joined by Franklin County Assessor Carissa Sisson talking about how property taxes work, what goes into assessed values. Like she said, every 2 years properties are reassessed, so to say, and what residents should expect with their tax bills, how to understand them. So in simple terms, as simple as we can keep it, I guess, how do assessed value and tax levies work together to determine a final tax bill?
In the simplest terms, there are three main components to your property tax bill. Number one is the assessed value. This is the value determined by the assessor and serves as the foundation of your tax calculation. The second component is the rollback or assessment limitation. This is set by the state of Iowa. It adjusts taxable values to limit the statewide aggregate growth for each property class to 3% from the prior year. And the third component is the levy rate. This is determined by the budgets of your local taxing authorities, primarily cities, schools, and the county. In addition, there are various credits and exemptions available that can reduce your individual property tax liability, such as the homestead credit, military exemption, or forest reservation. If you have questions about whether you're currently receiving these benefits or if you may qualify for others, please feel free to give us a call.
When it comes to Franklin County, very rural Iowa here in north central Iowa, it's a rural county. What trends do you see right now in property values across Franklin County?
As of early 2026, Franklin County is experiencing a stable housing market. Our residential median ratio is currently holding at the lower end of the acceptable 5% range discussed earlier. If this trend continues throughout 2026, we would expect to see valuation increases begin to moderate.
You already kind of answered this next question at the beginning. Biggest misconception people may have about the assessor's role, and you said it's that you're about the only one that makes the tax bill, so to say. That's kind of a common misconception. Is there anything else that maybe people misunderstand about your role in determining this?
Sure. I would also say that a lot of people think that when they come and protest their assessment, that they can protest their taxes. Another common misconception is that you shouldn't allow assessors access to your property or assist with record keeping because it will increase your taxes. In reality, none of these things are accurate. Maintaining a complete and accurate property record benefits the property owner. It can impact your insurance coverage, mortgage requirements, estate planning, and it ensures your home is valued appropriately when it comes time to sell it. In fact, Iowa Code Section 44119 requires property owners to assist the assessor in this process.
So you talked about when people stop by, what can residents do if they have questions about their tax bill? What should they come to your office for, and what should they take to the auditor or other offices? You know, I guess that kind of explains, you know, what goes to your office and what may go to the recorder or to the auditor's office. So kind of explain that if people do have questions.
We're happy to assist with questions about your property valuation, the details of your property record, and any available credits or exemptions. Please be sure to contact us if you construct a new building or remove an existing structure so we can keep your records accurate. For questions about how your taxes are calculated, the auditor's office is the best resource, and the treasurer's office is responsible for collecting your property taxes.
Again, we're joined by Franklin County Assessor Chris Assistant, again, talking about how property taxes work, what goes into assessed values, and how residents can better understand their tax bills. Hopefully, you can better understand it a little bit after the last 8-plus minutes of this, because a lot of information here. And Carissa, before we let you go, anything else you'd like to add about your role here? As that was a lot. A lot of numbers you just thrown, a lot of formulas thrown our way, but anything else you'd like to add?
Just that we're happy to help, so please stop if you have questions. We're happy to walk you through how any of this works. I know it's very confusing and convoluted, and with the state passing the most recent property tax reform bill, there's more coming down the pipe, so here to help.
All right, very good. Well, Chris, thanks a lot for joining us, and hopefully we could talk down the road.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mitch.
Our thanks to Carissa Sisson for joining us on today's Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Hey Hampton, this is Stephanie Klutzer with First Bank Hampton, inviting you to our 11th annual Relay for Life Walking Taco Fundraiser. Join us Friday, May 15th from 11 to 1:30 in our north parking lot. Swing by for a tasty walking taco, cookie, and bottled water. You can either drive up or grab a seat and enjoy. Call ahead at 641-456-4793 to place your order. The cost is just $7 and every dollar goes to Franklin County Relay for Life. Don't miss out. Help us support a great cause and enjoy some lunch. See you there.